Welcome to Mid-Century Modernism with Monique, your go-to podcast for all things architecture, design, and innovation within mid-century modernism. Join me on a journey through the golden age of design, where every episode brings you fresh inspiration for modern living and unlocks the secrets of this iconic and timeless style. What are we waiting for? Let's get started. Hello, everyone, and welcome to a very fun episode of Mid-Century Modern with Monique. I'm Monique Anton, your host, and I am sitting here at the actual VIP party for the Eichler Home Tour, and I'm interviewing different people that are here. We have such a fantastic group of modernists, enthusiasts, and people that live in mid-century modern homes. So my first guest is Joel, who I just met. And Joel, you just talked about your home in Sacramento. And this is not an Eichler, but it is a Leichler. Can you explain that to us? And welcome. I'm so happy that you're here.
Yeah, happy to be here. Yeah, we were looking for a home, and the mid-century modern aesthetic just really hit us. We loved it. And we looked and looked for houses, and we hit the market at just the right time, just before the prices started going up and all the interest rates going up. So we've only owned the home since 2019.
Oh,
we bought in like November. It was very poorly maintained. There was a lot of work that needed to be done, but we rolled up our sleeves, tore out the flooring, repainted, redid all the trim.
Wow.
So we've done most of the rooms in the house. We've got a couple rooms left to do, kitchen and both the bathrooms.
Right.
But we love it. We love all the projects and the fun, and I'm building furniture and lighting for it and all kinds of fun stuff.
That's so great. And it's not a Strang. It's not an Eichler. But you mentioned there are how many of these homes? It's in a tract.
There's a tract. So it's in the La Riviera area. And there's a whole range of mid-century modern homes in that, mostly kind of ranch-style houses. Ours are a little bit more of the kind of the A-frame style.
Yes.
And the post and beam structure, it's beautiful on the inside. Our neighborhood has a number of these kind of scattered around. So they've got different floor plans. So there's some ranch houses, there's some mission style homes, and then there's our style.
Yeah.
But they'll also show up in other neighborhoods just randomly, this particular model of home. So we're not sure who the builder was. We're not sure who the architect was, but they kind of scattered their designs all over Sacramento.
Wow. Well, for those of you listening, if you have any more information, I would love to know. I'm going to be researching because I love all things mid-century modern, and I will be looking up this neighborhood and this area. And if I hadn't spoken with you tonight, Joel, I would not know about this at all. So a lot of you listening will agree that this is a puzzle that we're all putting together all the time. Where are these homes? Who are the architects? I'm fascinated by this. And I just have one other question.
Sure.
You are on this, you know, Eichler tour, and you obviously are an enthusiast. What is your favorite part about the Eichler home tour? And is this the first one that you've been to?
Yeah, this is the first one. We've wanted to go to Modernism Week down in Palm Springs.
Yes.
This was a lot more affordable. It was closer. We didn't have to jump on a plane and fly any place to do it.
Yes.
And we're just excited about Eichlers. So there's a second part to this. My grandmother lived in Palo Alto.
Oh, amazing.
She lived in, I suspect, an Eichler home, one of the flat top roofs, two car garage, the sliding garage doors, beautiful, beautiful house. And my whole childhood was spent kind of going through that house and living in and around that area. And it was amazing. And so I grew up with mid-century modern kind of around me.
That is amazing. Well, I'm so happy to meet you. And we have some other interviews coming up soon, but Joel, I hope you have an amazing time here at my house.
Thank you.
And I hope we can keep in touch. And I will be calling you when I find out who the architects were.
Absolutely. I'll give you my information.
Please do. Thank you so much. I am so amazed. So I am talking with Gray Stout, who just informed me that he came here from North Carolina to the Eichler home tour. Now, Gray, I commend you not only for going that far of a distance, but by knowing all of this information about mid-century modern architecture. So please share with me what you just shared with me. I'm really impressed.
Okay, well, so I currently live in a 1958 mid-century modern home in Charlotte. I'm an architect, as was my wife, and we did not design anything about this house. We designed previous homes, but then when we found this one, it was just perfect. So we got it. We got it at the right time. And so now I'm sort of the caretaker, if
Love
you will.
That. You're the steward. I'm the steward of the home.
That's right. That's right. And we've done little improvements that are in keeping with the home. But no, I've always wanted to do an Eichler tour. And I was familiar with the homes, but never had the opportunity. So, and then recently this tour came back on live. This may be the first year, right?
Yes.
And so here I am. I went ahead and booked the trip and came out and decided to reach out to Jim.
Jim Palmer,
last minute about coming to this event tonight because I was like, well, I have nothing to do on Friday and it's sold out, but I'm going to ask anyway.
Yes.
And he graciously got me in the door. So it's
that.
A pleasure to be here and to share the enthusiasm that we all have about these homes.
I love that. Thank you so much, Gray. It's so great to meet you.
Thank you.
So I am here with Tiffany from KeyCon. Hi, Tiffany. How are you?
Hi, Monique.
Tiffany works at KeyCon, and all of you listeners know KeyCon because they are the biggest contractor for working on Eichler homes. And you mentioned, and I know Ron Key from a long time ago, but Ron has been working on Eichlers for about 40 years. And how have you worked alongside of him?
I start out about 26 years ago.
Wow.
And just helping him, like, little things at a time.
Yes.
Like from data entry, bookkeeping, and then so.
So you kind of watch over and everything.
Everything, yes.
And is this your first Eichler home tour?
No, I've been working with the Cemetery Highland tour, which is this one, for multiple years already. Ron had been gone before, and I come along with him.
Yes.
And this is the first time, maybe the one first time I'm going without him.
Okay.
Yeah.
And what's your favorite part about the Eichler home tour?
I get to see all the design and open up the tour and. This one, I'm excited because I get to meet you. Because I'm always afraid to meet the Eichler ladies.
Oh my gosh, you're so funny. Well, it's a pleasure to have you in my home. And I felt immediately comfortable with you. And while we were sitting downstairs by the buffet, I thought, I know this person. And come to find out that we have emailed each other back and forth so many times. But you're the person that no one sees because you're handling everything behind the scenes for KeyCon.
Yes.
So I really appreciate everything you do. And are you seeing homes on the tour tomorrow and Sunday?
Yes. I'm going to be at Montecito.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
Great. And what is your favorite thing about Eichler's?
Everything. Honestly, the first time when I look at the house and look at the floor plan, I was like, this is so dark. Everything is not my thing.
Yeah.
And then over time, I'm working with Ron. Every time it's like the lights and the glass. I was like, I love it now.
Love it.
That's why I thought I want to come to tonight just to see this house.
Oh, so much. Well, this is not an Eichler. It's an Alan Blair. And it's amazing how many architects designed these homes that are
True.
Not recognized, they're never, you know, known, they're not celebrated. So I really appreciated being involved with the Eichler Home Tour because
yeah.
to kick it off and to start off the weekend was just so amazing. And we're all involved with preservation here.
Yeah, everything is original here.
Yes.
And that's why I love it. It's like everything.
Yes.
You know, amazing. You know, the house is amazing.
Thank you. Well, thank you so much, Tiffany. And we will continue our night tonight. Thanks, everyone, for listening. I'll have another interview shortly. So now I'm talking with Jim Palmer, the man of the hour who has organized all of this. Jim, this has been so fun, and I'm so honored to be a part of this. Can you share with our listeners what the Eichler Home Tour is about, who your audience is, and what this benefits?
Okay, Monique, thank you for having me.
I'm so glad.
We're here at the party, by the way.
Yes.
And I've had a few glasses of wine, so this should be a very interesting interview. But yes, let me tell you about the Eichler Home Tour.
Yeah.
So it started many years ago as just a way for the community to connect with each other, just to kind of share, you know, come to my house and we'll do a tour. And it really was just kind of like a casual, fun event.
Yeah, right.
And then it gradually evolved because so many people were interested in it. And we thought, well, what can we do with this that would like be productive? And so we turned it into a fundraiser for the school. So right now, 100% of the net proceeds from the tour go to benefit our local elementary school, Highlands Elementary.
Yes.
So it's nice to know that, you know, this is contributing to a good cause, right?
Yes.
But there's a secret reason why we do the tour, which is we want to promote good design choices for people who own Eichler Homes. Because Eichler Homes do really well when they're in an environment that promotes the aesthetic, that really just amplifies the beauty of the home. That, like, there's a certain vibe that you have to have with an Eichler home, right?
Yes.
And a lot of people who buy these Eichlers, they don't know what to do with them. Like, what do I do with this house?
Right.
So we
and they can ruin them. They can ruin them.
You can ruin
so
them very
easily.
Yes, with the wrong choices. So we want to help promote good choices.
Yes.
And just kind of give examples of, like, here's what you can do with the house. And so we try and choose homes that we think really accomplish that mission of promoting the Eichler aesthetic, making good design choices, showing people what you can do with the homes. And when you do it right, they're amazing. They're beautiful.
So
that's what the whole home tour is about. And that's the secret mission of the home tour, besides the fundraising, which is a nice benefit too.
I love it. And how can people that are not here donate?
So
they can go to your website. I'm
absolutely.
Sure,
if they want to give money to our PTA, you know, I know a lot of parents, they just want to give to their kids' school. But like, if you want to support our school, that's great. You can go to our the website for Highlands Elementary PTA and donate there. But really the best way to donate is come participate in our tour. Buy a ticket. Tickets are still on sale. So yeah, come enjoy it. And that way you not only are you donating to the school, doing something positive, but you're also able to take part in a really fun event, connect with fellow Eichler enthusiasts.
Right.
There's a lot of great things about the tour. I'm really looking forward to it tomorrow. We have 12 amazing houses.
Yes.
They're all, everything about those houses, great. And each one's different. We have like the jaw-dropping, throw the budget out the window, remodels where it's like, oh my gosh, this is amazing.
Yeah.
Terrazzo floors, like high-end everything. And then we have houses where it's like, what to do with an Eichler on a budget? You don't have to spend a lot of money to make them look good.
No.
And everything in between. And all kinds of creativity. People who own Eichlers tend to be a little more creative.
Yeah.
And so it's really interesting to see what people do with them and how they express themselves with their Eichler. So,
yes. And this has really gone nationwide. I mean, I interviewed someone tonight, Gray, who flew here from North Carolina.
Yes.
So I really applaud you and your marketing. And you've created something that has spanned so far out and drawn so many people together. And just this community here in the Bay Area is so strong, but you've taken it national, which I'm really impressed with.
Yes. So I do have to thank Atomic Ranch, national publication. They help promote our tour nationwide. Facebook and Instagram ads, like you can get all kinds of people involved with what you're doing with that. So that's helped a lot too. But then just like the community of people who are interested in mid-century modern and Eichlers in particular, they're all over the place. We had last time in 2017, we had people from Japan and Canada who flew here for the tour, international tour, right?
Like goosebumps from
I don't know this year. I haven't looked at where, like, we'll do the after, you know, after the tour's
logistics,
over,
right.
We're going to go through and analyze who came from where. And so, you know, part two coming soon. We'll tell you about that part.
Part two coming soon.
Yeah,
I love it.
Once it's all over. Right now, we're just trying to, like, get through the tour.
Well, so far, this has been an absolute blast. Yes. And I want to thank you, Jim, so much. And Tamara. Tamara was amazing at setting this up. And
she's our party planner.
It was so easy. It was so fluid. You guys are top-notch with your presentation. So I thank you so much to be involved.
Awesome. And thank you, Monique, for sharing your beautiful home with us. It's amazing. This has been super fun. People are having a great time. People are connecting, getting to know people.
Yes.
Super fun.
So great. Thank you so much, Jim. And I will have another interview coming up shortly.
All right. I got to go DJ now.
Yes. He's a great DJ, by the way. And now I am talking with one of my favorite people on the planet, Tamara Shane. Tamara, thank you so much for putting this on and
thank
coordinating
you.
Everything. It's gone off so well.
This is such a pleasure.
So I wanted to ask you, you are the most passionate person about Eichlers. You're so passionate about your own Eichler. You've designed it yourself.
Yes.
What is your favorite thing about this Eichler home tour, and why is this special for you?
Well, I don't want to date myself, but I actually attended Highlands Elementary School in the early 80s. And this is a very full circle moment. Wow. Where maybe, you know, just three decades later, I am now living in a home down the street from the elementary school. So this is an opportunity for me to give back. Both of my parents are public school teachers, so this really means a lot to me to be able to do a fundraiser for the public school.
Yes.
I never knew what an Eichler was growing up. Then, when I got a little bit older, I discovered Palm Springs. I discovered modernism. And I could not believe that there was a full neighborhood in the bay, yeah. 10 minutes from the beach, that was full of Eichlers. And I never imagined that I would be living in one. But here I am, 5 years ago, right yes. before the pandemic,
yes.
my husband and I moved in, and we've been renovating it ever since we moved in, and I've been looking forward to this tour. It was originally supposed to be in 2020, and the pandemic happened. And honestly, it was a good thing. It was a blessing in disguise because yeah. working on the Eichler and working on the garden has been what's gotten me through the pandemic.
Right.
And if you have ever been in an Eichler, you know that the lighting is magical. And that lighting begs for you to bring plants in, and gardening is therapeutic. And so I have loved making the Eichler a greenhouse, working on the garden, planting natives, planting water-wise garden in the backyard.
Yes.
And just creating this oasis from the pandemic. And yes. so little by little, thrift store by thrift store, yes. yard sale by yard sale, we've been adding special pieces into the Eichler.
Yes.
And we are so excited for people to come in and get some inspiration and just really dream of what they can do. And you don't need a lot of money. You just need a vision, and you need an appreciation for mid-century style.
Yes.
And you need to be a historian and a steward for mid-century. And that's
yes.
really what it's all about. It's not about having money to do a big renovation. It's about finding those gems that are true to the period and really just highlighting them in the space.
Yes.
And that's what I love. And I'm so excited for people to see that.
Yes.
This weekend.
Well, you have so many different homes on the tour. 12
yes.
homes that are really very, very different.
Very different, very unique.
And I love how you've picked those and showcased different options for people that have different styles.
Yes.
I think that's really amazing. And it's going to such a good cause. All of these, you know, the sponsorships, the tickets, you know, meeting up with people, having these parties. This goes to a really good cause. Can you
yes.
share with us how this impacts the school and how people can help more and donate more?
This is really a huge fundraiser for the school. As we know, public schools really depend on a lot of private funding, and that's just how it is right now. And as someone who grew up at Highlands, I've just seen this school blossom. I've seen it really benefit from the neighborhood. And it takes the whole village, it takes the neighborhood to really reinvest in the school. So every single ticket goes, 100% of the ticket goes to the school. Everything goes into the school. It all goes to the kids. And so it's just, it makes me really happy that we can support the school that I went to so many years ago. I adore the teachers. I adore the staff. Friends of mine who went to Highland School, who I went to kindergarten with,
uh-huh.
are now teachers at the school. And so it's such a beautiful full circle moment. So I love it. It couldn't be for a better cause.
I am so happy. This has been really amazing working with you. And are one of the most passionate people that I've ever talked to about Eichlers. And I am so inspired by you.
Thank you
for setting up everything with the house. Thank you for, you know, making this so fun and easy for me. And I feel like we've kind of bonded over this
experience.
And I really appreciate you so much.
I do too. Thank you for being such a champion for Eichlers and such a passionate historian. Your joy and your passion is just palpable. And I love what you do to like teach people, educate people about the Eichlers. And thank you for being part of this.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right, everybody, we're going to go party a little bit, but I will have some more interviews soon. So now I'm talking with Chris Wilrich. I've known you for so long.
A long time.
And we've connected over Eichlers, and I am so happy that you're here on the tour.
Well, thank you.
I'm happy that you're here at my VIP party. It's getting loud because we have so many people here. It's so exciting. But Chris, you have been one of those people that goes to every event. You support every Eichler event.
Yep.
You support every Eichler sponsorship. What does this tour mean to you, and how have you connected with other Eichler owners here?
Well, I do go to a lot of open houses, and if somebody is interested in the, you know, the whole background of Eichler, I'm very enthusiastic at letting them know the whole history and telling them why these houses are so special. Eichler's a really a unique form of architecture, and they're not just, you know, a nice, simple house that has, you know, a really good design, but they're so aesthetically beautiful. They're just amazing that way. And it just astounds me that something so nice was created in the mid-century just to be a standard house for the masses so that everybody could enjoy and appreciate it. It didn't just have to be a tiny cramped ranch house with tiny windows. No, everybody could experience a really nice house that made them feel so comfortable with spacious rooms and big floor-to-ceiling windows. It's just so pleasant to be in. It just uplifts your spirit.
Yes, it does. It does. Mm-hmm. And I've connected with other people in different neighborhoods here, and you have been to, you know, many different Eichlers in many different neighborhoods.
Yep.
What is so special about the Eichler home tour in the Highlands specifically that you like?
I think what it is the Eichler home tour in the Highlands shows what is the best thing you can bring out with your Eichler. It really shows the people who have appreciated them and, you know, worked with the architecture, and if they've renovated, they've done something that suits the architecture and enhances it. And it shows people who own Eichlers or who may have just acquired an Eichler and don't know what to do with it, what they can do to bring out the flavor.
Yes. And I've gotten to know a lot of other contractors, architects, you know, I think that sharing ideas and communicating is so incredibly valuable. And a lot of
absolutely.
Us have different tricks and tips that we've learned
absolutely.
Over the years. And you live in an Eichler. Can you share with us the things that you love most about your Eichler?
I love how well laid out the place is. The rooms just flow so naturally. Even the hallway, that has no windows, it isn't cramped. It's wide enough that, and the way the doors are spaced along it, the flow in the house, it works so well.
Yes.
And the light, of course, the light, the Eichler light.
It's your husband Richard is so enthusiastic with you. I love seeing you guys together and enjoying these
when
houses.
When we were first looking for a house to purchase in the Bay Area, we came from the East Coast originally. We saw all kinds of houses, but we kept gravitating back to Eichler's. There was something super special about these houses and something super comfortable and nice and really friendly and a great place to raise a family, honestly.
Yes. Well, I'm so happy to see you here.
Thank you.
I'm so honored that you're coming to my home and we get to share in this
Your
together.
Home is gorgeous.
Thank you. It's so good to see you both.
It's really nice to see you too.
So now that it's gotten packed and we're in the thick of it here, I had to grab my friend Drury Wolf. Drury, you and I connected about how long ago?
At least 10 years.
Yeah. And you
before
know,
you were the, you know, the Eichler lady. No, you were the Eichler lady already.
I have no idea. I feel like like you and I were spouting off about Eichler knowledge and what this community means. And you said something so amazing to me. This was when we first connected. You said, preserve these homes and make sure that people don't ruin them. And I think you, what has been your experience in Eichler and why you love the Eichler Home Tour so much?
Well, our Eichler experience has been a long time coming because we've had two. And so we're repeat clients, as it were.
Yes.
And the whole effort of bringing back, in our case, 1964, and bringing it up to code was so much fun. It was a totally immersive creative experience. We got to put as much respectful restoration in as we could, keeping it modern and keeping it light, and it just became a sanctuary, I think. And I actually have trouble going into other regular houses now because they seem so dark.
So dark.
Right?
Claustrophobic.
Yes.
I'm claustrophobic.
Yes. And it was, I remember our architect back in 2013, John Clough, said, now all this house needs is some good vintage furniture. And I was like, oh, I hadn't thought of that. So, of course, I do my research as a member of the Eichler community, and you look for the key players in this
yes.
cult, as it were, right?
It is. It's become a cult.
Oh, no, I'm a happy member. I'm a happy man. These are our high holy days. The Eichler Tour is back.
Yes.
And we all come together and celebrate
yes.
the classic Joe Eichler lifestyle of high style, low budget,
yes.
truth to history and historic preservation. And I have not had any more fun that I have in my life than restoring Eichlers. And two for two, we had the dream team, and just, I would do it for a living if I could, if I had, you know, an extra, you know, pocket full of millions of dollars. But in our experience, we've actually been to multiple Eichler tours besides the Highlands one.
Yeah.
And I have to say,
yeah.
yours is the classiest and so much fun. And I feel like it's such a nice variety to see what everybody's done, how much heart they put into it.
Yes.
And so proud of their work. It seems like everybody's done their research.
Yes.
That must be part of the experience.
Right.
Because the respect for the history is absolutely there. Yeah.
Well, John Klopp is here tonight. I think everyone's here tonight.
All the celebrities. All the Eichler celebrities, right? I got to get my player cards so I can get them signed, right?
You're so funny. We all bond over this, and this is like a family. It's
mm-hmm.
become a family
mm-hmm.
now.
I'm petting your furniture, right?
You are.
How do you leave your house? Seriously.
Oh, my God. This woman has been making me laugh for so many years, and we credit you for being one of the funniest, most lovable, most passionate, most fun to be around Eichler owners. So
we all are. We all are. It's a lot of fun.
Thank you so much.
Absolutely.
Jory. Thanks for coming.
Thanks for having me.
So now I'm talking to Andy Widener, who I was very happy that I interrupted your conversation just now with Jim, because you said some gems about living in the Highlands and about the features that you love about your Eichler. Can you please share with our listeners what
sure.
you just told me?
I think the neighborhood itself is just a beautiful community of just family-focused neighbors who, as we pulled into the neighborhood the first time, we saw a biker gang of fourth graders swing by, and it was what we thought was the perfect family neighborhood for us. Right in the mountains, it's kind of secluded, but also very close to San Francisco and the peninsula more broadly. And so, and then as we came through the neighborhood, we have always loved the mid-century style, but this huge tract of Eichler's just felt like just a unique place. A lot of the neighborhoods full of Eichlers have some Eichlers and some not Eichlers, and we felt there was so many in this neighborhood that it just felt like a destination.
Yes, 900 Eichlers
yeah.
in the Highlands, and And you bought, you mentioned, in 2016?
We bought in 19. So right before, we moved in October of 19. So we, our daughter was a year and a half old. And so we were looking for our next stop coming out of San Francisco. And we're just looking for more space and found this beautiful house. And we're very fortunate to have come in right before COVID, just months before COVID. And out of sheer dumb luck, total coincidence, but that space felt so much like a refuge for us, like a sanctuary, during like the craziest experience.
The craziest time.
Yeah, just the craziest time.
Oh my gosh, COVID was so strange for so many people, and they had to cancel the Eichler home tour during COVID, which was really, really sad. So I'm happy that we are relaunching it and coming back and doing this together again. You mentioned that your Eichler has the original mahogany.
Yeah.
How did that happen? And you are lucky.
Yeah. So we, I was saying that our the owners we bought from were technically the second owners, but they bought the house 6 months after it had been built. So effectively the original owners of the house. And they had painted the walls at some point, but the realtor, I give her all the credit, had instructed the family when they were selling it not to paint them white, but to actually restore them to the original color. And so they brought in a great restorer who we still have the contact. And they have it's the original Philippine mahogany throughout the entire house. And it's stunning. Like it was, as we walked in the door, and we had seen other Eichlers along the way that had been updated in different ways. We walked in the door, and it was effectively the original as it stood, the original floor plan, the original materials of the whole house. And so it really won us over. It was like what it was supposed to be. And so all the updates that we've made have been trying to bring it to the, you know, the current day, but also maintain its original, like, aesthetic. And we did as many layout evaluations as we did, we came back and kept it pretty much exactly as it was originally, because that's what worked so well in the house.
I love that. I'm always trying to tell people not to paint the mahogany.
Yes.
If you're going to paint, you know, everything, if you don't like it, just paint some of it. Don't paint all of it.
Yeah.
If you must paint it, don't paint the whole thing. Can you explain, and I love that you feel this way and that we share this aesthetic, what is it about the original that you're drawn to?
Yeah, I think maybe it's our layout in particular, but I feel like the placement of the layout against the actual landscape that it sits on was just perfect. The placement of the indoor, the large full floor-to-ceiling windows, like they just nailed the layout onto the plot of land. And so any time that we looked at, maybe we should move this over here, it obstructed some other piece of part of the house, and it ultimately resulted in us keeping it almost effectively in the exact same position that we did, which then also led us to think, hey, they were onto something here. They knew what they were doing back in 1958 when they built the house.
Yes.
Let's not fiddle with this too much. And so it's very, it's been updated, but it is very close to what it originally was, and that also means that it's like a great indoor outdoor. It's a great the airflow moves really well through the house, and I would guide as many people as I know it's not possible in every one of these houses because they all need some work, but to give it some time in the house to actually see how the light moves throughout the year, how the different weather affects you and how you use the spaces, because jumping into a house and moving things around, you will lose a lot of the intent of what the house was originally supposed to be.
Right, and you might miss that. If you don't feel it and experience the space, you don't know.
Totally.
So you can make a huge mistake, so don't do anything.
And it's really hard to undo it once you've done it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much, Andy, for this insight, and thank all of you listeners. We have had such a wonderful night tonight. The VIP party is wrapping up, so please go to eichlerhometour.org and check out more information and see how you can join the next Eichler Home Tour. Thanks so much, Andy.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks for tuning in to today's episode. I hope you had as much fun learning about the world of mid-century modernism as I did. You can also catch the show on my YouTube channel, where we walk through some of the most stylish mid-century modern homes in California. Just search for Mid-Century Modernism with Monique and hit subscribe. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast and leave me a comment to let me know what you think. Your feedback helps me make the show even better. Thanks again for listening, and we'll see you next time on Mid-Century Modernism with Monique.